Welcome back to First Horizon Park here in downtown Nashville. It's Jeff M. back with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi, and today the series finale on a beautiful day here in Nashville. Sounds against St. Paul, a Sunday conversation with Sounds manager Rick Sweet. And Sweetie, again, we are 8 games in, just like Toledo last weekend. You'd only played 2, so it's hard to draw these grand conclusions like guys like me like to try to do. How have you felt about this homestand 5 games in?
Well, obviously, the wins, losses, not happy with. But, you know, with the type of club we have right now and with what's going on at the major league level, we've already lost a couple of starters. We're going to lose more. We're playing catch up with what they're doing up there. Until we get them smoothed out up there, we've got to make sure we keep our head above water. We have to play better. I'll be honest with you. We have to play better. We're capable of playing better. I don't want guys to do more than they're capable of, but I definitely want them to play this game the right way, and we're working on that.
Offensively, you know, I like to give you some numbers here. You guys so far lead the league in men left on base, which sounds like a really awful stat. Then you realize that's a lot of bites of the apple, and eventually those runs are going to come, right?
Well, and yes, that's the expectation. That's one of the things we got to focus on. The quality of at-bats in game situations. You know, we as an organization, we don't talk about situational hitting, but good quality hitting, you know, quality at-bats, we do talk about, and that's what we got to get better at. Way too many strikeouts. I don't know where we rank with the strikeouts, but way too many strikeouts in situations that we got to put the ball in play, however you want to say that, are have led to the fact that we lead the league in leaving guys on base. Thanks for that update.
It feels like so far Brewer Hicklin has been your most consistent offensive player. Do you feel that way?
Oh, without a doubt. He's been very good offensively, defensively, base running. He is the guy that's playing the game the right way in all phases of the game.
Chris Roller, Joey Weimer in that outfield with Brewer, and I know you felt going into the year the outfield group could be a strength of the team. How interchangeable are Roller and Weimer in multiple ways?
Well, you can throw Young in that situation as far as playing center field also. He's our fourth. I haven't played him in center field yet. But with our outfield, with those four, you know, especially the three that play almost every day, our outfield offensively is a strength of our club. It's right now I'm very focused on our infield. We got to play better infield wise. We're not playing good baseball right now.
You mentioned the rotation having some changes to it. How impressive has the bullpen been? And early in the year, more times than not, you got to lean on those guys while the starters are kind of getting their feet.
Well, without a doubt, our starting, we came in here when we broke camp and came in here 3, 4, 5 days early. I expected our rotation to be the strength of our pitching. And then all of a sudden, you know, bang, we've had injuries. We've had guys gone. And what happens most of the time when we lose players, we don't get guys back. Mm-hmm. You know, so we get caught shorthanded and stranded, and then we have to start putting guys in situations we really weren't prepared to put them in. And the bullpen's done a really good job of handling their part of it. And the starters have, too, with the situation we're in. We got to score more runs.
Today feels sort of like a life at AAA day. Aaron Ashby was going to start. He's up with the Brewers. It's basically a bullpen game for you. Newcomer Chad Patrick will make the start.
Yeah, Chad will make the start and probably at some point go back into our rotation. I'm looking forward to watching him pitch today. Again, we got more coming. You've already seen some of our moves. I've got another list before you walked in my office of possibilities, and we got to prepare for it.
You know, in the first 48 hours of your season, you lost Jefferson Caro and Brian Navarrete, at least for a while. What kind of stability is there now that you've added Eric Haas and Francisco Mejia?
Both of those guys have already caught a game for us, and they're major league guys. They both have a lot of major league experience, and they're both still young. They're, you know, you look at guys you sign like that with major league experience, they're going to be in their 30s. They're going to be, and these guys are still young. They're still learning. They're really working hard at the game.
off day tomorrow, then on to Memphis. Your outlook for the coming days here with, it sounds like, as you said, more moves coming.
Yeah, we got more coming. But you know what? I really like this club. Now, I maybe have sounded negative with what I've said up to this point, but that's just the facts. Those are the facts. I like this club. I like this club compared to 2 years ago, fighting back every game. There, yesterday, last night's the first night that we didn't come have that tying or go-ahead run on base in the last inning. Mm-hmm. It's the first time that we've had that all year. So we're battling, we're competing. These guys want to get better. They're working to get better. I like this club. It's got, like I said, a lot of the intangibles that we had a couple years ago, and you know what kind of year we had then.
All right. Thanks. Go get them today.
Always good to talk.
All right, Rick Sweet, this has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.